Good morning, Lake Norman. Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam right here, and we are back with you today on Small Business Thursday for About Town. It's great to be about town with our small businesses. They're so important to our community and our town. And gosh, I guess we employ more folks in small business than absolutely any sector of our economy here in this town and probably all other towns in the Lake Norman region. But I've got a couple great guests today. Actually, my co-host today is none other than the world famous Jim Vogel. Welcome, Jim.
Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
We're so happy to have you. He is a Mr. Small Business here in the Lake Norman region and does a great job in promoting these great businesses around about. And before this hour is over today, you'll learn about all the great things coming up, and there is a long list. Jim tells me he's got plenty to talk about today as it relates to small business activities and ways to promote your business here in the Lake Norman region. Also have as my guest a real true-to-life small businessman here in Cornelius and Lake Norman, and I have with me Dave Wigfield. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you, Mayor. Glad to be here.
It's really a pleasure to have you. And Dave is the proud owner of not one, but two small businesses here in the Cornelius Lake Norman area. One of them is Lake Country Custom Construction, and the other is the Ace Handyman Services. And man, I could use some handyman services going on with a couple of my rental homes and my own home. You're the guy to know, Dave.
Let's talk about it.
I'm telling you, we're going to line you up here for long, for sure. Right. No doubt about that. Jim, why don't you tell us, you've got a good rundown on what brought Dave here and what he's all about. Why don't you cover that with us?
Absolutely. You know, Dave's. I've known Dave a long time. He's a good guy. He's part of our Lake Norman Small Business Network, as you know. And not only is he the owner of Lake Country Custom Construction and Ace Handyman, but he's also very, very good in the community, does a lot of things to help others. You know, it's you had a successful career in technology, didn't you, David?
And, I did. I was blessed.
Traveled around the world. You moved to Lake Norman in 2014. You became a North Carolina real estate broker, managed rentals and major renovations. But your passion for home construction and remodeling got to you, right?
Got to find out, Jim, what brought you to this area? I mean, was there something that was there some outstanding reason that you moved here? That's always something I'm curious about. We've got so many people moving in.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you?
Well, in 2014, I was in the printing industry.
Okay.
And the company that I worked for at the time, Xerox, mm-hmm. had announced a virtual policy. So I was up in New York City in an office paying property taxes and traffic and the Merritt Parkway is mm-hmm. a commute up there. And my mother lives in Charleston, South Carolina. So I said to my wife, I said, you know, we don't have to, we enjoyed New York, but we're not city mm-hmm. folk. So called my mother. I said, Mom, we're going to move to the Carolinas. And I was flying at the time for the job, probably, I don't know, three times a month. And we looked at Atlanta, we looked at Charleston, where she lives, and we looked at Charlotte. And Charleston, that airport is somewhat regional, so every time you go somewhere, you got two flights, not one.
Right.
You got to fly to Charlotte or Atlanta.
Yeah.
So then we didn't really know much about Lake Norman, other than I met a gentleman from Pennsylvania that said, if you ever get down to Charlotte, check out Lake Norman. Well, we came up to Lake Norman and game over.
Rest is history, right?
That's it.
It's good at winning folks over that way for sure. So, yeah.
You've lived in a number of places and you really like Lake Norman. You lived in Switzerland, you lived in Belgium, you lived in the United Kingdom. What did you do when you were in Europe with you and your family?
Well, my father was an expat. He was with a small company that got acquired by DuPont when I was in high school. So I was fortunate enough to be, I went to high school in Geneva, Switzerland.
Wow.
And I loved skiing at the time and, you know, it was just a wonderful experience. And then of course, when I started a family and started my career, I never in the million years thought we would go back to Europe. But I was with a small startup company, and I had conversational French in my resume. And our company was growing in Europe, and they needed an American that spoke English to go over and help with the some acquisitions. So I think it was the night before 9/11, I signed the contract.
Oh, wow.
In Chicago to move. And the next day, 9/11, my wife and I had a lot of soul searching to do. But nonetheless, we moved over to Belgium, and I became the leader of the sales group for that company. And we, it was a tremendous blessing and experience. And then several years later, Kodak acquired that company, and they transferred us up to run the Kodak business in the UK.
Mm. Wow. So,
yeah, it was
interesting.
It was a very, can't ask for a better career. And the people that I worked with and for, and it was just wonderful folks.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about First Lake Country Construction first. How's it organized? How many people do you have? Who do you work with to build your homes here in the Lake Norman area?
So I started in the construction renovation field with Ace Handyman 5 years ago. And, well, all throughout my career, we had been owning homes and renting them and fixing them up. And when I was, younger, I framed houses. So I had some background. And as Ace got busier and we got some customer base, a lot of the customers that we did small stuff for said, hey, come back and we want to do a bigger project. And probably the biggest one, one of my great friends now, a customer who owns a house here, but he was an NYPD captain during 9/11. He asked me to build him a garage. I said, Pat, that's too big for me. I don't build a garage, but I did get my GC license because I wanted to learn and grow. And he kept pestering me, and so I said, all right. So anyway, that's the formation. We started, I built the garage, then we did an addition and bigger remodels, and that led into, well, hey, let's just build some houses. So here we are now.
So there you are. Man, what a story, and so much of an interesting background to build into that. You know, Jim, our small businesses have such stories that gets them where they go in this life, and it's pretty amazing to hear those stories, and also the story about what brought them to this great area as we grow here as well. It's a great place for a small business to grow with this area as well.
Absolutely.
So, and here we go. Thank you, Dave, and we'll be right back with more from Dave Wickfield.
More About Town with Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam, coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Be a part of the conversation.
We can't fix America's debt by starving its people.
Have your say.
One shooting after another, and we're doing nothing to solve it?
This is WSIC News Talk Now.
And we're back. Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam right here with the world-famous Jim Vogel, Mr. Small Business here, and Dave Wickfield. And Dave is the owner of two small businesses, and it is Small Business Thursday in our About Town series going on just today. And love to feature these small businesses. And we do this once a month, don't we, Jim?
We do. In fact, we'd love people to call in today.
We do.
We got LKNSBNers out there, chamber people, small business owners who might not even be aware that this happens every final Thursday.
I know.
Or that we actually are number one town in North Carolina for small business appreciation every single day. Give us a call at 844-788-3464. and say hi, would you?
Yeah, and if you know the small business we're featuring today, call in and brag on them. That'd be a great thing to do.
That'd be a great thing.
That'd be a great commercial, and he can certainly deserve that. And let's leave today, Jim, with telling folks how they can get in touch with Dave for a couple of his businesses here. So we'll do that as we progress with the program. So, Jim, what else do we need to know about Dave that I know is on your list? You know, what else should we feature about his business that you know of?
Well, I can tell you firsthand that when I bought our home here in Cornelius, I didn't have an office. I had a washer and dryer.
Mm-hmm.
His team built an office for me in that area where I still have a washer dryer.
Wow.
But I've got a full-blown office, desk, the whole ball of wax. You know, I've done so many nice things. In fact, I've got you on call to come back to do some weather stripping and other things. And, of course, as an aside, I do all of Dave's social media.
Ah,
I am his social media / skilled trades. He's my best client. I got two of him.
Well, yes, you do.
So, but I mean, you know, if you want it done right and you want the warranty, there's a reason why it's Ace Handyman. Because Ace Hardware has such a great reputation, you know, that they just support each other, you know. So how did you get into the Ace Hardware stuff, the Ace Handyman stuff?
Well, like we were talking previously, I was in a job traveling a lot. And at the time, I was responsible for worldwide markets for a certain software product. And so I was on the phone at 3 in the morning with India and you name it. And I think after about 35 years of doing this, my wife and I were sitting on the deck and I said, honey, I just don't want to go on that plane on Monday. I'm burned out and I don't know what to do. And she says, well, why don't you just quit? I said, what? She says, quit. Do something else. Do something you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she changed my life. Because about 2 weeks later, I just sent the letter in and said, guys, I'm going to do something else. I'm 50, whatever I was, 5, and I'm going to find something else. So I did quit and looked around the construction industry and found the handyman franchise and thought, hey, that sounds like a lot of fun. And, you know, especially in Cornelius and Davidson and around here, we've got the Point, the Peninsula. And the homes aren't, you know, they're not old, but they're, you know, getting up there. Some of them 30 years. And the lake's here, and there's, you know, the NASCAR contingent, and there's just opportunity. And absentee homeowners, and, you know, I just thought, oh, this is a perfect thing. So I started scouting the different franchises, and I met a guy named Andy Bell. And Andy was the founder of this small franchise. Just one of these guys that you meet and you just feel like, I want to be around this guy. He's so positive and so passionate about having a serving heart, helping the clients, the community. And so I signed up with him and I said, what are you going to do, Andy? He says, I'm not going anywhere. Well, about 2 weeks later, the announcement that he had sold the business to Ace had occurred.
So, wow.
Ace took over, and Ace has been a fantastic partner, you know, corporation that puts the business in the hands of the franchise owner and lets you act locally. And that's why I got into it, and it's just proven to be a great, great experience.
Well, that's awesome, I'll tell you. And there's such a need for the handyman concept throughout our area. You know, somebody told me, I think it was one of the owners of one of these close by real estate companies that said, you know, you really need to invest probably 10% of the value of your home to keep it up to keep it current and to keep it to a point that, you know, you can get your money out of it when the time comes. And, you know, I've really thought about that and I try to do that. I really do. But it's, I won't say I follow that rule every point in time. But when you get to the point of wanting to do something, like right now we need a bunch of painting done, you know, who do you call? Mm-hmm. And it's hard to know. It's really hard to keep up with that, and that changes. The person you used last time may be gone, or yeah. they may be out of business, or you just never know. It's hard. They're hard to find for sure. So, you know, hopefully that's a trend. Do you agree with that? You agree with the investment people need to be making?
Absolutely. We there's an old commercial, and I think it was Midas, or you can pay me now, or you can pay me later.
There you go.
You guys remember that?
I do.
And it's the same with home ownership. If you look at, I don't know, let's say your wood trim on your exterior, the exterior of your house. Let's say it's wood, if it's not vinyl or what, PVC or something else. But if you don't keep that wood trim up, which is probably one of our top revenue producers, is fixing rotten wood trim. You know, if somebody's watching it and they suddenly see it starting, we come in, you know, it's an hour or two. It's no big deal. We get it fixed up and painted and looks great. But oftentimes we'll get calls. Maybe somebody's bought a house that wasn't maintained. And then you take the rotten wood trim off and, the framing's rotten.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, what do you want to do, Mr. or Mrs. Homeowner? How much of this framing do you want to repair? You can have a little piece of wood rot that looks like, you know, bad wood rot, but underneath half the wall's rotten out. So if you let things go and you don't nip it in the bud, it can cost you a lot of money.
Sure.
So absolutely. I'm not a practicing realtor. I do referrals, but I think the mentality of if you had to sell your house next week, how are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good kind of mindset to be in. Keep the house where it's 90% away from being ready to sell. Mm-hmm. It's a good strategy.
Yeah, that really makes sense. And that certainly resounded with me. And we had a rental unit come open a few months back. And all of a sudden, it was a unit that a renter had lived there for 10 years. And then moved away. But, you know, we got in there and we went, wow, this thing is dated because we hadn't kept it up. So then the money comes to, you know, mm-hmm. get it up to snuff to get the level of rent that you need to get in this day and time. So it's true with investment property as well as, you know, home ownership. So it's pretty incredible, isn't it, Jim?
It is. In fact, you know, what are some, we'll circle back to Lake Country too.
Sure.
But on the handyman side of the street, what is the most common thing that you get a phone call for?
I would say the number one thing is drywall repair from a leak. So a plumber came in, or the dishwasher hose blew, or we were out of town mm-hmm. and we had the water shut off and then the water came on and, you know. Water damage is probably our number one, where we're coming in behind. Maybe it's a restoration company or a plumber that had to cut holes in the wall. Or, I hate to say this, but had quite a party on Saturday night, and there's a big hole at the bottom of the stairs. I wonder how that happened. We get a lot of that.
Yeah.
Jeez. And so drywall repair is a biggie. Replacing sliding doors from wood rod is a biggie. And then, you know, general decks, and we'll hang pictures for folks. We've built a doom room here around the lake for some folks that wanted a place to hide if, you know, doom happens. And we hid the doorway and the whole nine yards.
Wow.
And, I mean, we've done some crazy stuff.
Now, You know how fun it is to go in on a small job and have it, like, become this big job. And, of course, you always got someone in the house before they call you saying, just a little drip. Honey, hold my beer, right? And that moment means disaster for many people that do it yourself. I mean, I think a screwdriver is a mixed drink. I'm calling you, Dave. You know, I don't have any.
Oh, I will screw it up. That's my mode of operation. We had one of our faucets go bad in our kitchen on New Year's Eve, And what I do, I thought if I tapped on it with a hammer, it would fix it. Well, it didn't fix it. So water was spewing everywhere. Oh, no. And finding a plumber on New Year's Eve was cost a lot of money. So it was pretty incredible. So, you know, crazy things people do that they think they know how. This ought to be easy. You know, if you don't know what you're doing, it's not going to be easy. And it's going to cost you money, certainly in the long, long run for sure. So, man, we've got a lot to talk about here.
Yeah, we
got
to do a couple of crazy stories when he gets back from the break.
We've got some
crazy stories. Just two, but tell me some crazy stories.
We've got some crazy stories coming up for our audience today. So stay with us, folks, and we will be right back.
About Town with Cornelius Mayer, Woody Washam. We'll return after this short break on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. About Town continues now. Here's your host, Cornelius Mayer, Woody Washam, on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to About Town Small Business. This is Jim Vogel. I'm here with Dave Wigfield, and of course, the mayor, he's got a busy afternoon, so he's scooted on us, and you know, when the cat's away, the mice will play, right? But as we're talking about handyman situations, you got those people that have that, you know, that one time think they can fix something, and you walk in, and it's way more than the something they want fixed. How do you deal with that kind of thing?
Well, we do a lot of our business without free estimates. So you'll see a lot of trucks that say free estimates. And that is really an invitation to lose money. So what we try to do is work with the client. If it's a handyman job of less than a day, we try to get pictures. And then we'll talk. I have two ladies in the office that after 4 years, they got some great expertise to flush out, you know, what's going on, or I'll talk to them, or we may even have one of the craftsmen talk to them, and they'll diagnose the situation and, you know, always make the disclaimer that we're thinking this is 3 or 4 hours, but when we come to do the work, we'll meet with you and, you know, finally assess that. Because it could be that we didn't see something. The clients maybe don't know all the facts of what's going on. So, you know, that's how we assess and estimate. It's going to be about 3 hours and apply the hourly rate and come up with the money. But, people are people and there's always misinterpretation and misunderstanding. So, you know, we had, speaking of water damage, we had a job at a lady's house, and we thought it'd be maybe 3 or 4 hours. And like I said earlier, we started to tear down the layers of, it was a porch, and took the trim off and found more and more rot. And I think we were there, you know, we stopped after that and said, look, we think it's going to be another 3 days. And you know, we did 3 days of work and found more rot, and it turned into a week's worth of work. She was very happy at the end of it, but, you know, a week of a full-time handyman is, you know, several thousand dollars, not a few hundred dollars. That doesn't happen often, but we always, when it comes to water damage and you can't see, we always make that disclaimer.
So you work with, like, Pure Clean and these other Patriots, yes, right, that they might go in and do the remediation side of it, and you go in and clean it up, fix it up? Is that what you do?
Yeah, we're not licensed for mold remediation, and those companies are. So if there is structural mold, you know, there's a million different kinds of mold. I know enough to be dangerous, but they really can go in and identify what kind of mold it is. Structural mold is, it looks like string inside a pumpkin. It's white, and it's actually attacked the fibers of the lumber and made it structurally unsound. And that's the worst kind of mold that, you know, you'll see. You don't see that often. Usually you'll see some black or powder white or things like that that don't affect structure. But to dispose of that, safely, you have to have, you know, the ventilation equipment and licenses to do that. We don't. But after they do that, they don't do construction and repair, so they call us in and we work in partnership.
Right, right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, handyman services, you can do virtually anything from toilets to plumbing to, you know, tearing things up, putting gutter guards, whatever you guys do, right? It's an array of things, right? A menu of opportunity.
Yeah, our guys, you know, our franchise rules are that we don't go into a panel, an electrical panel, ever. That's for a licensed electrician. We don't lay out a drain field. That's for a licensed plumber. I'm a licensed general contractor, but if we're doing a remodel that is permitted, we don't do plumbing and electrical. We'll bring in our partners, the subs that I use for the construction company, because my craftsmen are not licensed in any discipline. But for general home repair and framing,
that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, we're going to put a stop sign for a second before we get back into Lake Country, because I've got some announcements. It is wonderful that Cornelius is so focused on our small businesses, right? Absolutely. And amazing. 70% of our businesses here are small businesses. 15 years ago, they weren't paid as much attention to. You know, it was always the dealerships and the hospitals had the huge ribbon cuttings, and because the revenue was coming into town, and they didn't realize that collectively our small businesses bring more source of income to the town than anything else combined, and that if we sat home one day with our families, there'd be nobody on the road, there'd be nobody in the schools.
Yeah.
So we want to think about that. Now, next week, of course, as many of you might know, is National Small Business Week from the 28th through the 4th. And again, the SBA, smallbusinessadministration.gov, will give you a lot of information about that. So we're going to have some good things happening next week. Now, this weekend, we've got the Taba Walk. It's the Arts and Music Festival right in downtown Cornelius from 2 to 8. That'll be a lot of fun for everybody. Kids are welcome. The 8th annual Slide into Summer also is happening that same day right down the street from us at the Freedom Boat Club here in Cornelius. It's hosted by Douglas Marion, Advanced Wealth Strategies, of course, and Freedom Boat Club. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun to go to one of those two events this weekend.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. And, of course, as you know, the Lake Norman Small Business Network does meet every single Wednesday at 9 a.m., and we're over at our favorite place, H2 Public House. I'll tell you, Josh and his gang, amazing people, amazing opportunity for us. We have complimentary friendship, complimentary coffee, and complimentary waters, and, you know, it's just amazing to have that free event for all of our small business and our solopreneurs. On Friday, May 3rd, is our Bin 110 After Hours event. It's basically, you know, our first Friday evening social, and that starts at 5:30 on Friday. And of course, please call in, guys. I'd love to hear from you. I know there's got to be somebody from the chamber, somebody from the Lake Norman Small Business that were out there that's just dying, itching to call in. 844-788-3464. We'd love to have you here. Again, it's Small Business About Town. We're going to get into another aspect again of a guy that comes into our office here at the station and has two businesses, not just one business, but two.
If I can just say something about your work with the Small Business Wednesday Morning Group. If there's anybody out there thinking of starting a small business or has started one that hasn't in the area that hasn't been to Jim's group, 5 years ago is when I started going to that when I started this business. And I have to say, I think part of the success for sure was due to you and that group. It gave me a place to go once a week and bounce ideas off of people and get support, encouragement, and some leads. But that really wasn't my main purpose in going to get leads. It was just a very constructive group, and it's free. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. So I want to thank you for, you know, having that group and doing what you've done for, what, 10 years now?
Yeah, it's our 10th anniversary this year. We'll be celebrating that one weekend in September over at H2 Public House. 10-year reunion for all those who started in the very beginning. Again, I'm hoping that I'm the only one that walks into that building on at H2 on a Wednesday morning. People go, what? Because everybody else is so busy working that I'm all by myself. That would be my dream to have everybody so busy all the time, 24/7. They don't need that group. But the thing is that all I do is back away and let it run itself.
Yeah.
You know, I just let it go.
Good people.
Oh, great people.
And as you go through the seasons, there's Christmas events that the group gives back to the community, Thanksgiving events all through the summer. I mean, it's just a good giving back to the community group. It's a good thing you've done.
Yeah, I mean, we all said, hey, let's make this community event a community group, a true community group, right? Where we have Men of Destiny in Charlotte, where we help the kids, the urban youth. You know, hopefully they'll go on a drive around with you.
Love to have them.
These are kids that, of course, have unstable families, maybe have some serious issues involving the law. We want them so busy with skilled trades that they don't have to worry about it anymore. They've got training. They've got dedication. They've got opportunity. They've got structure. And so we're hoping we continue to grow that. Of course, our Thanksgiving dinners with Kiwanis has been a partnering for the last few years. Our Toys for Tots at Christmas time, where we have Santa Matthew Zimmerman, who's our chiropractor down the street. And, of course, we do Bags of Hope and Tools for School. Everything is focused on kids. Every single one of our opportunities for charity and focus is on our children. So anyway, listen, guys, we're going to be going to a break in just a few minutes, and we're going to get back to the Lake Country custom construction side of the street right after this.
It's About Town with Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Small business, final Thursday, every final Thursday. And in essence, we're broadcasting from Cornelius, North Carolina, and our big guys up in Statesville, North Carolina. And between the two stations or the locations, we're able to cover virtually every single aspect of Lake Norman and beyond Statesville, all the way down to wherever we want a listener. So we're hoping that you're out there tuning in. If you've not tuned in before and want some small business ideas, please listen to us on our Thursdays, the last Thursday of the month. And, of course, please remember our small businesses every single day of the month. It's always a small business weekend, always a small business opportunity. People that get up at 3 in the morning and are making their breads or they're hopping in the truck and throwing their board up on the dash and they're heading to an emergency situation. These are our small businesses, and they're right next door if you just would pay attention. Anyway, David, we're so glad that you're on the show this week, and it's exciting. The Lake Country Custom Construction thing, I just love it because you're able to kind of work with ownership and somebody that wants to buy a home, right? Because sometimes the used homes are about the same price as the new ones that you can build, right? So tell us a little bit about how some of your demographic as far as your client base and who you talk to, and what are some of the things you're putting into your homes as you build them?
Well, right now we're going into our second year of operation. We've done, two new build, residential new builds and several large remodels. And we're going into this summer with a handshake on doing my first commercial project over in Gastonia, a dental complex that'll be rented out to multiple medical facilities. It'll have 6 or 7 suites. And I've got 2 or 3 new construction residences in the area that we're looking at doing. And I like to build up to around $700,000 due to my license. And the you know, some of the hot things these days are dog washing stations, believe it or not. We've had you know, the master bathroom, and we've even done a steam room. Imagine a porcelain shower tile that's 5 feet wide by 10 feet tall. We've done a shower that had, you know, whatever, three or four grout lines with those panels in, and then glass all around that to make a steam room. And that was here in the peninsula from one of our really a fantastic client. If you're out there listening, you know who you are. We've really enjoyed working for you. And he started out with a little tiny job we did for him and called us back for another and another and another. And 4 years ago, I don't know how much you know, money he spent with us, but we've rebuilt that peninsula house for him, with him and his family, and they're really wonderful people. And that's the thing about in construction. I want to work with people that appreciate us, and it's a mutual partnership. We're doing a remodel on the lake right now in Troutman, and it's a doctor, and his wife's a software executive, and they're just wonderful folks to work with, very complimentary on the subs. In Lake Country, I have a group of subcontractors, so I don't have a lot of direct employees in that business. And I've developed this group of subcontractors. I like to pay them on time. I like to treat them well and compliment them and help them in every way I can so that they love to do the work for my clients and me. And we all work together to, you know, deliver a great product to the client.
Well, it's, you keep up to date with all the techniques, all the strategies of design and energy. And of course, as you know, with Earth Day the other day, I remember the very first one, April 25th, 1970. And what we did for Earth Day was we bought Earth shoes. And I know that some of you out there would know what an Earth shoe is. If you don't, you better Google it. The coolest little hush puppy looking shoe. Everybody was wearing them. But now it's much bigger because you've got, you know, people talking about the climate being changing and, you know, how do we save energy and should we have a gas stove and all this kind of stuff. What energy efficient things are you driving into your homes working with your clients?
Well, a lot of what we do is code driven, number one. So, you know, code dictates a lot of things. So around windows, they have to have a certain amount of insulation and gas, depending on the application of the glass, where it is. Insulation, of course, is mandated by the code. Foam insulation or bad insulation is a big discussion point now in any house that you build. And foam is, if you think of a house that's sprayed with foam, it's like a cooler. So it'll keep it hot or cold. It's more expensive. And there's, I think, some misunderstanding out there still. Foam's relatively new. And there's some myths that foam causes your framing to rot. I know that's not true. But so there's always a debate about foam or bat insulation, things like that. And keeping up with the latest trends through the National Association of Home Builders, which we're a member of, there's a lot of educational seminars on, you know, 2024, what are the top four paint colors and what are the top four kitchen trends, bathroom trends, and you know, Schluter showers is a newer trend that we're seeing that use foam instead of concrete under the shower, last forever, things like this. And I can't, you know, keep up with it alone. You have to rely on other folks. I know other builders that I talk to all the time to ask advice. I can go to the association. So there's just, you know, a lot of resources. And then the clients themselves, they're doing their research as well. And then you have a kitchen designer and often a designer that's working with the client to make sure everything comes together and looks nice for the end product. So it's fun. It's a lot of coordination and you're working with different folks. And, you know, the communication is critical with the client. And that's where the working relationship is so important. Because if you're working with somebody that's difficult to work with and doesn't want to cooperate, that can be a long year when you're building their house. So that's really important for us, is to find the right clients.
Yeah, the opportunity is there. What about people that come in with a picture and they go, I want this house? Or they just came back from Las Vegas and they spent 3 days at the Bellagio and they want a bathroom just like the 26th floor. How do you handle that kind of thing?
Well, if it's to that scale, like this bathroom that we did, the steam room, that was definitely done by a designer. And so we worked with the designer, and I had subcontractors for that as well that were familiar with installing those panels. So you just have to seek out those experts. For this commercial project I'm looking at, a utility contractor is a grading and plumbing and electric contractor that's licensed by the county and the state. And when you're hooking into the city sewer or electric, you have to have a licensed utility contractor, not just a grading contractor. So there's a lot of sub-experts in this business that when you're doing something that you don't know the answer to, you definitely need to stop, even to take time, and go find that expert that can help you. We rely also on engineers quite a bit. So if you have a framing change with the bearing wall and beams, you definitely want to have a written engineered letter stamped to show your carpenters how that new bearing wall should be constructed. And you do everything by the book, even if it slows things down. It's really critical.
How do you handle one of the toughest things is having a new homeowner pick out cabinets and what types of flooring and, faucets, those kinds of things. How do you facilitate? Do you do like in a one-day thing where you show them examples or because sometimes they don't know, yet they kind of know what they want?
Well, we're what's called a cost-plus dealer. So basic dealer, excuse me, a contractor. So basically, we're very transparent to the client in choosing any supplies, fixtures, materials in the house. So my role as a contractor is to bring in the subs, the experts, and they work with the client to pick out what they want. Sometimes the client says, I want to buy the fixtures. The plumbers usually have their choice of brand that they want to work with. And then they'll go through the options with the client. So it really depends on how they want to do it. Sometimes the clients will say, you go ahead and do it. Show me what you're doing, and I'm okay with that. But usually the few remodels we're doing right now, the clients are very involved, and they're picking things out. And then it runs through our company. We have a software portal that shows all the invoicing from the subs. I don't mark anything up. The invoices get passed to the company, but it's all in the portal. There's a schedule in there. There's pictures, and we can interact with the client there. So the whole mastermind schedule of the build is in this portal, and that helps the clients a lot.
Yeah, we're getting ready to close this hour. How fast it does go, but I want to talk about the Township Connections, which is coming up on Wednesday, May 8th at 2 p.m. at Cornelius Town Hall. This is for mid to small business owners in Cornelius, Davidson, Huntersville. Do you want to start a business? Do you want to access capital? These are very, very important things to come to. It's a free business service from Mecklenburg County. And again, it's at Cornelius Town Hall, 21445 Catawba Avenue, May 8th, 2024 at 2 p.m. Again, business planning and credit coaching, and everything you want to know. Also, Scores out there, too, out of Charlotte, scores.org. They will actually come to you and help you up here. They will drive from Charlotte to help your business. And I got a bunch of thank yous. Thank you, Bill, for doing everything for us. Thank you, everyone. And we'll be back next month.